Previously on Haiku Road.
No.
That's not a virgin.
Yeah.
That's a virgin.
Do you see this? My beer bottle is crooked.
That's probably the best one that will have.
You weird me out, man.
So it turns out it was just a giant phallus.
So there I was in Brooklyn.
If you're not gonna talk to me like a gentleman, I'll fight you like a gentleman.
Did you not hear me when I said put that anywhere?
Does this bus stop at 82nd Street?
I'm like a chocoholic, except for beer.
That's not a box. So did you get maced, or is that pink eye?
They had a glass blowing problem.
Okay, hi folks, this is us. We're beginning the podcast now. Nigh on 2 months since our last one.
Well, we...
So much has happened.
We must explain, there was some technical difficulties over here at Pierce Street.
Basically, my audio hardware decided to explode, and it took me a couple weeks to fix that, and then, meanwhile, my car exploded, and it took me a couple weeks to fix that.
Excuses.
Yeah, and so, finding out that my audio hardware would not really effectively work continuously with Windows XP... I did what any sane person would do after finding out that it would work with Windows ME or Windows 98. I went out and bought a new mixing board and an electric bass and some flashy lights for my computer.
Yeah, as you do.
Oh, and a video camera.
Of course, because that really helps.
It's all of a piece, really.
So we should go through all of the stuff that we've been up to in the last 2 months.
Aye.
Because... Well, really, a lot of stuff has happened.
We should start with our guest appearance from Mr. Jim Brown.
Yay!
Yes, if you didn't come and see us at Seamus McCaffrey's, it was the Dubliner. The Dubliner last
Shame
month.
Shame on you.
We had a two-night stand there with a guest drummer extraordinaire, Jim Brown. Well, he calls himself Jim McBrown.
Ah, how very clever.
It's a Celtic thing. He used to be with O'Carroll's Gate, which is a Celtic rock band of some renown around town. He sort of played with some other bands and stuff like that, and was kind enough to join with us for those two shows, and I don't know. I had a lot of fun.
Indubitably.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Of course, we've also had the Song of the Week. If you haven't experienced the joy and wonder of the Song of the Week yet, go to myspace.com/onesong1week.
One song, one week. All spelled out then.
Dashless.
Well, no, the number one. Yeah, myspace.com, number one song, number one week.
Best week ever.
Numeral one.
Numeral one, there you go. And anyway, point being, I've put up two songs there, both horribly timed. The second one, worse timed than the first, but I do. Eric had a wonderful instrumental interlude, and Chris has had an electronica dabbling and a folky dabbling.
Yes, the folky dabbling just went up today, but of course, by the time we get the podcast produced, it won't be today anymore, so it'll be old hat. Who will be next? You'll have to tune in and find out.
Indeed.
Do we have someone lined up for the next week?
I think I was going to. I don't know.
You just did last week.
Yeah. Eric, you want to do it?
I guess it's my turn then.
Yeah,
we had...
That's good because, well... I don't know if that's good or not, but I'm due to write something.
Yeah, there was the second week in there, we had instrumental noodling from some friends of Richard's from Oregon.
Jerry the Arm Leech and his friend whose name I can't remember.
But just goes to prove that the Song of the Week podcast is actually open to anyone who wants to participate. The only rules are that it can't be pre-existing music, it can't be a pre-existing song or a pre-existing recording. You have to write and record the song in 1 week, and then we upload it and make you famous.
Ta-da! We also finished our first music video.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It's also on the front page of our website. If you just go to haikuroad.com, scroll down a little bit, it's right there.
And if you access this podcast via the website, you may have already watched it.
Yes. We're working on making an iPod-friendly version. I've been wrestling with the software, and I've gotten versions that'll play on the iPod, but the video and audio are out of sync, so I'm trying to diagnose that. But as soon as it's available, it'll be available.
We also, it was recorded entirely on webcam, which was brilliant.
At the Pierce Street Studios.
At the Pierce Street Studios, in fact. So it's like you were the computer watching us record the album, only not really. Anyway, point being...
And stealing beer.
Yes. Masterful. Can I say masterful? Masterful.
You can, yeah. But you might be stroking your own ego a little too much.
Masterful editing by Richard.
I think...
Just a work of genius.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and compliment Richard, which...
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I don't usually want to do.
That's the first time you've complimented me.
Which I don't really want to do, but except actually, it's very impressive considering that we spent probably less than an hour recording the raw video.
Using a stationary webcam.
Using a stationary webcam. And then Richard edited together, and it's very watchable.
Yeah.
It gets a little washed out when Richard with his white shirt is overlaid a couple times, but
too much white shirt. But you know, it was horrible because we had shots of Chris playing the guitar, which was fine. I'm not saying that was horrible, but
I
dissolved multiple shots into it together, and Chris had this white and bright red striped shirt, and I could
pink actually.
I could only use a few of those shots because otherwise it looked like I don't know. Eric had some weird disease or something. I mean, even more than he already does.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah. I do have a weird disease.
So more music videos to come. Keep emailing all of your ideas. We've gotten a whole lot already regarding what to do in our music video and what parts of our clothing to take off. But send more.
Really?
Yes, please.
Who asked to take what off?
Oh, Frank from Texas wanted to see my feet.
Really?
Yes. I've got sexy feet. It's actually a well-known fact. I have sexy feet.
I think Paulie wanted more crotch shots.
He did want more crotch shots. I did get a call from
my army brother in Texas called to complain that there weren't enough crotch shots in the video.
Which just goes to show you that he's been in Iraq for way too long.
Yes. Upcoming shows. We at present only have one upcoming show.
Yeah, but it's a big one.
We're playing at the McDowell Mountain Music Festival.
Right.
Yes, one of Arizona's largest music festivals. It's for charity. It's in Scottsdale at Westworld on April 27th and 28th. We're not sure which day or what time we'll be playing at, but we are confirmed as participants. We'll be playing on the acoustic stage, which admittedly is the small, out-of-the-way stage that you only go to if you're really drunk and lose your way.
Well,
but
it's in the...
Remind me not to let you sell my car.
It's in the Artist Village, and the Artist Village is
yes.
is set up for local acoustic acts and other artisans from around town.
Other groups that we'll be playing include Bob Weir and Rat Dog.
Not on the acoustic stage.
No.
Los Lonely Boys, the Neville Brothers, the fracking Neville Brothers.
Toots and the Maytals?
Yeah.
Yes,
the Neville Brothers are going to be there. I'm very excited about that.
Wasn't there one other big...
There are a couple of other big
ones. There are several big ones. But it's...
There was another big one that they hadn't announced yet, or the last time I checked, they hadn't
Just
announced.
Go to oomph.net.
It's MMMF dot... Is it .net or .org?
It's .net. It's oomph.net.
That's MMMF.
Not EMF, which is a... Kind of a crappy band from the 90s.
I don't know about crappy. They had that. I mean, Crumbelievable. Oh!
Crumbelievable?
Yeah. It really is.
Actually, their EP that came out after Schubert Dip was a lot better, but of course it didn't sell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always thought they were kind of crappy.
Personally, I just have to say unbelievable. That I appreciate the new direction that our military is taking with the George Bush's new plan for Iraq.
We have to dedicate ourselves not to losing, but to winning.
Wow, that's...
I think it's pretty profound.
Amazing.
Yeah, if we'd done that from the start, we would have utterly disemboldened the terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, I hope there's somebody going around saying, who was dedicated to losing?
Yeah.
I want to see a show of hands who was dedicated to losing, because you got it all wrong.
Yeah. I think that was me. I think we should officially change the party's name from the Republicans to the Republicans.
Oh, zing. Oh, God. Okay, so what else is going on?
Insert sound effect here of Eric shaking his head in dismay.
Okay,
this next song is called Age of Myth.
That's right, we're going to do Age of Myth.
One of the more upbeat numbers.
So since, you know, we didn't do, in the last podcast, we didn't cover a song from the album, so we have to make up for that by doing a song this time. And it's going to be a Richard song, and he says it's going to be Age of Myth. So tell us about the song, Richard.
Agent Myth.
Basically, it's kind of about looking back on things, and you know, the grass is always greener, and the past is always nicer, and looking back and pining for the good old days that really weren't any better than the good current days. And actually, it all started thinking about the Clinton administration and how everybody was bedeviling the Clinton administration for all of our woes, when really... You know, in general, Here's the question they asked during his election, so we'll ask it now. I mean, was your life better then or now? So, you know, everybody can take it as they will, but that was the thought, regardless of the conclusion, that was the thought that spurred me to begin writing the song, and then it became a more overarching thing, just about, you know, how things change and decay and die, and we look back and think how wonderful they used to be when they really were changing and decaying and dying from the last time, so.
And the title sounds like it should be a video game.
Age of Myth.
Rated E for everyone.
Hey, that was pretty clever. So let's talk about the recording of the song. You know what I really like about that? The frame drum.
Everyone likes to talk about the frame drum.
We did the frame drum.
Unfortunately, I don't think I have that sample anymore. When my computer hardware had a major issue.
Hissy fit.
It's probably in the tracks on the album.
So we could pull it out from there.
Yeah, it's just this really cool drum sound that's under the bridge to the song.
Indeed. And it was actually interesting because there's a part of the bridge where the instruments drop out and it's just the one guitar and vocals, and then everything picks up again with
It's a very Wilson Phillips thing to do, you know, it's sort of a breakdown.
And it was one of those things that occurred purely in the studio. Eric took it home to do some editing on it and mixing and whatnot, and ended up adding that.
Well, but here's the real reason that was added. Because the song
was too short,
2.5
minutes
long.
Extremely short.
Yeah.
Extremely short. And it never seemed that short when we played it live. So I said, well, if I repeat the chorus, and then I'm like, well, I just can't repeat the chorus. I got to do something interesting with it. And that meant actually dropping out other instruments.
Yeah. And then there were brief arguments over the of the guitar, you know, muted the electric guitar and strumming it anyway at the start, and I think later on we did it too, but then I put it in and they liked it.
So. Yeah, as I recall, that was one of the real trials of recording that song is the sort of diggity-dump, diggity-dump, diggity-dump guitar bits in there, because when we're playing live, your ear sort of glides over that stuff when it's sloppy, but when you're listening to it on a CD, if it's even slightly not perfect, you hear it. And so we went over that and over that and over that and over that.
Chris turned a brilliant shade of crimson, I remember.
Several times, I think.
Brilliant.
So here's the song.
But in the end, it came together. So, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4!
If I could,
There you go. Nice work, guys.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Well done.
Like yes, well done all around.
Schlemiel, Schlemazel.
Huss and Pfeffer Incorporated.
We're going to do it.
So I don't know that we have any other brilliant, wonderful, splendiferous news, really, for you. So
no, we've pretty much exhausted it, but we're hoping we have a couple of irons in the St. Patrick's Day fire, and we'll see which one heats up to branding temperature first.
We'll be working on some more music videos, and of course, we have the Song of the Week going on again. myspace.com/onesongoneweek.
And as more shows come along, they'll show up there, and we'll be back podcasting pretty soon, right?
Sure,
I hope within a week or two. Well, not a week. A week.
We've got the hardware. We've got the tools. Yeah. We've got the talent.
All right.
Well,
so it's Miller
talent. I've got the talent. I'm not sure about you guys, but
on behalf of Haiku Road.
What's up?
Next time on Haiku Road. Oh bother.
She was dark and distinctive.
I knew she was troubled the minute she walked into my office. She was a real blonde. I could tell from the curtain to the drapes. It was the kind of job I was made for. Bullets, blondes, and a whole hell of a lot of whiskey.
So there I was eating my Peruvian pork.
At least it's not a dirty Sanchez.
Is that pulled pork?
You could live in beer, but you'd never want to leave the house.
There is no question here, sir. I'm not out of order. You're out of order!
Cows? In Berkeley?
So when did you develop your taste for beer?
Got Birkenstocks and cow tan.
It's just iodine.
So I thought I had this rash, but it turns out my skin is just covered with pustules.
Has he ever had a psychiatric evaluation?